Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A little rainstorm in the middle of the night would more than likely go unnoticed by the average Joe, fast asleep in their beds. One such overnight rainstorm in a little town in Washington should have been nothing to worry about, but when residents awoke the following morning, they were treated to something unexplainable. A large amount of gelatinous blobs all over the town. This would have been weird, but nothing too much to worry about, but people started to become unwell with a mystery illness. What was this mysterious substance? Where had it come from? And more importantly, who or what had caused the toxic goo to rain down upon the residents of this tiny town? And would it happen again? Join me as we travel down the rabbit hole and explore the macabre mini mystery of the Oakville blobs. And welcome back to another Macabre Mini Mystery. Now, before we dive into today's episode, if you're new here, then hi, my name's Nikki, and I love looking into weird stories I dredge up about all sorts of strange things. So if you like weird and wonderful tales, true crime and macabre history, then come and join me by subscribing so we can team up and solve some mysteries together. Today's Macabre Mini Mystery I discovered when somebody mentioned it to me in passing, and ever since I've not been able to stop thinking about it. And so today I'm going to perform some catharsis and pass it on to you so we can share in the burden of the unsolved goo. Oh, that rhymed. Now, let us travel back in time to August 1994, which is 27 years ago. That's slightly terrifying to comprehend. It had been feeling like it was going to rain overnight in Oakville, and David Lacey, a police officer in the town, was out on a middle of the night patrol. At around 3 a.m, the heavens opened, and along with his friend who was in the car with him — I have no idea why his friend was with him in the police car at 3 a.m, but there we go — the pair drove onwards. Rain wasn't uncommon in Oakville. In fact, the average rainfall was 150 or so days per year, which exceeds the average rainfall in London, which is about 100 or so days per year. Interestingly, when doing my research on average rainfall statistics — yes, I know you must be all so jealous of my wild lifestyle — I discovered that it rains more on average in Rio de Janeiro and Mexico City than it does in London, despite the capital's precipitous reputation. Anyway, Dave and his mate were driving into the rain when they started to notice something wasn't quite right. As Officer Lacey had fired up the windscreen wipers, the rain smeared across the windscreen instead of behaving as expected. It wasn't long before the windscreen was completely obscured. They pulled into a petrol station to clean off the window, but Lacey had already commented to his friend that he felt like this was a little off and not quite right. David pulled a pair of rubber gloves from his car and began clearing the windscreen. As he wiped the mysterious substance away, he realised it was an odd texture, jelly-like, squishy, and he collected enough on his car to scrape away a few handfuls of the odd globs. As time ticked by, the dawn was dawning, and some of the 500 or so population that lived in the town were starting to stir. As they looked out of their windows, it looked like there had been hail that morning. However, this hail didn't dissolve like normal, and a few hours later, it was still covering everything outside. Sonny Barclift, who owned a farm in Oakville, was heading out to work and spotted the weird rain outside. She didn't think much of it and left with her husband to go out and work on the farm. But she did mention it to her mother, who lived with the couple in their large house, before she went out to work on the farm for the day. Dottie Hearn, Sonny's mother, out of curiosity, went out to see what the perma-hail was. She picked up the blobs and noticed it was a clear gelatinous material. She pressed and squished the weird substance, noting its strange texture, and then went back inside. Both Officer Lacey and Dottie were both so ill a few hours after their encounters with the substance that they both had to be seen by doctors. David took himself to the doctors as he said he was having difficulty breathing, felt dizzy, and was nauseous. Dottie was found close to unconscious on the bathroom floor by her daughter Sunny and was taken to hospital in an ambulance. She too, just like David, had symptoms of nausea, dizziness, and breathlessness, but once at hospital, she was told she had an inner ear infection. Thinking quickly, Sunny took a sample of the mystery jelly blobs and took them to the hospital, just in case the goo had been responsible for her mother's illness. When they were tested at the lab by a microbiologist, the sample was said to contain human white blood cells. Now, I had to do some Googling here because I, for one, don't know what bodily fluids may hold human white blood cells, or if they would show up in waste, or from skin scrapes, or in perhaps dissolved human remains. So it turns out that white blood cells can be found in, and if you're currently eating, I suggest you stop, snot, and fun fact, the more viscous the snot, the more white blood cells, tears, urine, feces, saliva, which has a surprisingly large number of them. But basically, if your body can produce it, it probably contains some white blood cells. Luckily, Dottie made a full recovery after a 3-day stay in the hospital. But a few days after she was ill, her daughter and son-in-law also came down with the mystery illness, but only mild symptoms of what Dottie had. Over the next 3 weeks, the goo rain happened a further 5 times. Out of the small population, a large majority of the residents of Oakville became ill with the same symptoms. And the whole town said there were many cases of a flu-like illness which contaminated the residents. The illness which the townsfolk encountered was said to range in severity and lasted weeks and months instead of days like a normal flu. The falling slime was also held accountable for the deaths of several pet cats and dogs, which encountered the mysterious substance, including Sunny's own kitten. And in a search for some answers, Sunny took another sample to the lab. Dottie had taken a sample of the blobs and put them in the freezer prior to her admission to the hospital, and so there was another set of blobs that could be tested. The second test showed a eukaryotic cell and a combination of bacterias. The surprising finding was that amongst the white blood cells was bacteria, which was only found in the human bowel. And the eukaryotic cell was proof that whatever this was had been alive at some point. Now, just to clarify here, in case you've forgotten everything you learnt in biology, which I'm pretty sure I had, eukaryotic cells can be found in plants, animals, and basically anything living. So what exactly was this mysterious substance and where had it come from? And why was it making people ill? The first of the theories is the one my mind immediately went to, and that's dropped human waste from a plane. It would be easy to think this was the case, but on further investigation, residents of Oakville contacted the Federal Aviation Administration, who informed them that all toilet waste from planes is dyed blue, and the gel that was found in Oakville was completely clear.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Furthermore, all planes are banned from dropping the Mile High kids off at the Earth Pool whilst in flight. So that's that theory debunked. The next one was the experimental bombing by the military, which was happening 50 miles away off the coast of the state, happened to have a rather undesirable effect on sea creatures. The thought being that a shoal, or is it school, a blancmange? Anyway, a large amount of jellyfish had been annihilated and blown into tiny pieces, which had then been picked up by clouds and dispersed over Oakville for the next few weeks. This theory does sound possibly plausible, but given that the blobs were entirely odourless, doesn't quite correlate with that either. If expired jellies had been exploded and then been travelling through the sky, then there would be a bit of a stink. Other theories from around the internet range from everything from the town's local paper mill trying out new types of mulching techniques, but the mill confirms that they hadn't changed anything around this time. Another suggestion is that a factory which made silica gel beads for nappies had an explosion. But again, there is nothing out there to corroborate this theory. In order to find out what may have caused the occurrence, we first need to see if this has ever happened before elsewhere, and what the cause was deemed to be. If you go as far back as biblical times, there have been reports of strange things falling from the sky. One thing in particular, which may make sense, is frogs. Or something which looks like little gelatinous blobs, frog spawn. Anything which apparently falls from the sky with a rubbery texture is referred to in folklore, and now in general, as star jelly. And these mysterious blobs have developed somewhat of a myth around them. But they're not actually as rare as you may think. Blobs such as the aforementioned frog spawn have rained down on unsuspecting bystanders from such delightful things as vomiting birds. But the Oakville blobs were a little too regular and far-reaching to have just been an overstuffed heron spilling their breakfast. Other types of star jelly may not have even come from the sky at all, but instead, the ground. There's a certain type of fungus which pops up on lawns, which just so happens to be round and gelatinous, giving the appearance of having dropped out of the sky, when in fact it has grown from spores on the ground. Other tests on star jelly carried out in the USA have found there to be no DNA from the samples, whereas other tests carried out on samples taken from various different sites have given readings which are consistent with amphibian remains and various different types of fungus. The theory which I think makes the most sense is that this was a type of algae. It would make sense that the algae was either whipped up by a water spout or the spores evaporated and then rained down in little formed pieces over a period of weeks. Sickness, which can be developed from ingesting or coming into contact with certain types of blue-green algae, as it's known, can cause dizziness, vomiting, nausea, and you guessed it, flu-like symptoms. Despite the name of the algae, it can actually be clear and not blue or green. It tends to gain its colour when it's in water. And the other telling sign is that it's fatal to many animals, particularly domestic ones. The residents of Oakville, however, have another theory. Biological weapons. The residents of Oakville said for a few weeks before the event, they noticed many low and slow-flying large planes above the town, which seemed unusual to them. They think that their little town, with its tiny population, made the perfect target for a biological test, which was enough to cause discomfort, enough to not kill anybody, but enough to know the effects of the weapon. Reports from the town said they didn't feel it was the first time they'd been tested on, having said they'd always felt things were carried out on the tiny town before by the military. Whatever happened over those few weeks in the summer of 1994 in Oakville, we do know one thing, it had a profound effect on the residents. Almost everyone said they experienced some kind of disruption or illness due to the blobs. Strangely enough, the town is now fairly quiet about the whole story, and some say that it may have all been an elaborate hoax to get the town's name on the map. But strangely, the samples which were submitted to the Washington Department of Health can't be found, and records of the samples have disappeared. So the blobs will forever remain a macabre mini mystery. Thanks so much for joining me for that episode. As I said, this one has been living rent-free in my brain for a while now, so it's great to share the knowledge, and I hope the story was new to you, or if it wasn't, that you learned something new about the case. As always, I'd love to know your theories on this one, so leave your thoughts in the comments on YouTube or on my social media if you're listening to the podcast. Whilst you're there, if you wouldn't mind giving the video a thumbs up or the show a rating on your podcast provider, then I'll be eternally grateful, as it's so helpful with the pesky algorithm. And also, it lets me know that you enjoy what I make and that I'm not just out here on my own floating in the void of the internet. If you're new around here and you've not yet subscribed and you've made it to this point in the episode, what are you doing? Hit subscribe. I'd love for you to join the Ghoul Gang. You can always undo it later. And we're a friendly bunch and we seem to be growing in numbers, so do come and join us. We'd love to have you. Also, if you do like the show and you'd like to support what I do and help me to make more of them, then why not consider becoming a patron? Like these amazing, legendary executive Patreon producers, Sam, Barry, Sarah, Veronica, Kate, Mary and Beth, and all of our other patrons too. Patrons get an exclusive show from me once a month. You get to vote on what episodes I do next, and also depending on the tier, you'll get some tangible goodies through the post too. In fact, it was patrons that voted for this episode, so you've got them to thank for it. I'll leave the link in the description so you can check that out at your leisure if you'd like to. I also just want to say a huge thanks if you've used the thanks button on YouTube, that little heart that you can see under the video which gives me a tip. The supporter tip jar on Acast sent a one-off donation via my PayPal link or bought me something from the Amazon wishlist recently. I am absolutely astounded at how generous you are, especially when things are difficult for a lot of people right now. It makes me feel really appreciated and that you really value what I make, so thank you. You're bloody brilliant. Also, if you did fancy doing any of the stuff that I've just mentioned, no pressure of course, just happy to have you around, but I will leave the links in the description too if you want to take a look. Thanks for joining me for another macabre mini mystery. I've been Nikki Drews, and I'll see you ghouls next time. Back up to a full complement of nails. Oh, I have got two broken ones on the end though. But it's me, what are you going to do? There's always going to be one nail either hanging off or, I don't know. There's always going to be some kind of problem with them. Okay, I'm going now, bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.